Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt. Today we have two unusual shows combined together in one performance, and I'm going to let the director talk about that in a moment. The two shows are Brunderbar, a one-act opera, paired with a one-act play called I Never Saw Another Butterfly. They're being co-produced by Anchorage Opera and West High School Theater, and it's an interesting pairing of these two shows. And so my guests today to talk about these two shows are Dave Block, who is the director. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you. Thanks.
People may remember Dave from having directed UAA's Fantastics last year. He also runs a summer theater group here called Midnight Sun, and he is directing ACT's Trip to Bountiful coming up. Yep. So we look forward to seeing more shows from Dave. Also with Dave are two of his actors from West High School, Luke Honick and also Supara Prasanat. Do I pronounce your name correctly?
That's right.
And welcome to the show, Luke and Supara.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's get to the question at hand.
Okay.
Dave, what do these two, an opera, a one-act opera, mm-hmm. and a one-act play, have in common?
Well, both of these plays relate the true story of the children's experience in the concentration camps of World War II, specifically in Terezinstadt, or Terezin, which was in Czechoslovakia. And Terezin was a camp that housed, at one point, over 140,000 Jews were brought through Terezin, but many of them, 15,000, were young children. And also a lot of artists and artisans and craftspeople and so forth. So it was kind of a strange pairing of a melange of different people there. So we've combined the two shows together to kind of illustrate this experience. It's a children's opera that was written for children to sing, and that's, you know, we're having our high school students sing it. And as well, I Never Saw Another Butterfly relates a similar story in parallel. So that's why we put them both together.
And Supara, you are playing one of the parts in I Never Saw Another Butterfly, correct?
Yes.
Well, tell us about your part in that play.
My part as a child is actually a combination of a lot of little parts. But basically, my part is, I view it as the voice of these children. Other characters such as Raya, the main character, and Hansa, and Irina, they clearly have names. But, however, my characters are labeled as child number one or child number two. And it's kind of cruel to think of them that way in terms of numbers. But they each... I speak in poems, sometimes I speak in monologues, but these were all real words and real poems written by these children, these names that are mentioned in the show.
So the poems that are in the play were actually written by the children who were at the camp?
Yes, in Terezin.
How does that feel to be reciting words that were written by these children in such we presume a horrible condition, but there's always something, I guess, positive when you are working with poetry and trying to define or try to decide what's better in life, poetry or the misery you're in. How does that feel for you as an actor to be saying these words?
Well, at first, of course, I thought of substitution, a technique. What if I were these children? Put myself in these conditions. How would it be? But how can you do that? You know, these children went through so much, and to be in this modern era where we have food on the dinner table every single day, and we're clothed, where equality is a big issue, where we're trying to solve it. And just, let me tell you a story. So one day, I had no idea what happened. Every time we ran through the show, I got myself in character, I did the whole process. But one day, on stage, in the moment, it hit me that I was playing these children that went through all of these things, saying these dark poems that young children had written themselves, that had come from young minds. And it hit me, and I just started crying so bad. I couldn't read the script in front of me. It was amazing.
Like letters from these children to you, in a way, because it's not a playwright. It was these children had written these poems, right? Well, let's go on to Luke. We'll come back to Supara in a moment here. But Luke, you're playing the lead role in the one-act opera called Brunderbar.
Yes.
And tell us about that opera.
So the one-act opera Brunderbar was written by Hans Krasa for a children's opera competition. And it was brought to Terezin with the people who were taken there and performed to fool the Red Cross into thinking that Terezin was not that bad of a place, which obviously it was, but they didn't want to let on to that. So Brendabar is the story of two kids, Alinka and Pepecek, whose mother is ailing from an unknown disease. And they have a doctor come, and the doctor tells the mother and the kids, the only way that your mom's going to get better is if you get milk. And the children run off to the town to buy milk. Unfortunately, they don't have any money, and they're in the town square looking at the milkman. Can you give us some milk? And they have no money, so they're looking at all the people going, how do all these people have money? And enter Brendabar, who is an organ grinder, and he comes on, he's playing his organ, and he's making money because everyone is afraid of him. So they're giving him money to keep him from getting upset. And the children see, oh, Brendabar is making money by making music. We should do the same thing, not realizing that he's not making money because of his music. He's making money because of his fear, or their fear of him. And at the end, Aninka and Pepecek meet up with three animals, a dog, a cat, and a sparrow. And they overthrow Brendabar with the help of the children in the town.
Interesting. You mentioned a moment ago that this play was done as a performance for the Red Cross to mm-hmm. sort of show a different side of the camp to the Red Cross.
Yes.
It's times like this, which we often see plays that are done as kind of secret messages to illuminate something that's going on. Mm-hmm. Dave, as director of the show, you must have found out that there were some hidden meanings or some Hitler references to that play itself.
Absolutely. The students and the performers would try to hide subtle messages to be sent out. And oftentimes, Brendabar would be portrayed with a Hitler mustache and things of that nature, trying to let the Red Cross know that, you know, things were not as they appeared. I'm sure people figured it out. But the leaders of the camps continued to do this show to, anyways, to show that they were providing arts and, you know, good things for the interred people there in the camp.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. My guests today are Dave Block, who's directing a one-act opera and a one-act play called Brendabar. And I Never Saw Another Butterfly at West High School in collaboration with Anchorage Opera. And two of the actors from those shows, we have Luke Honick and Sapara Prasanat, who are here, our guests today, talking about these extraordinary shows being put together. Dave, back to you. What made you want to bring these shows to the stage? This seems like a very heavy subject to bring to the stage, especially to a high school. I mean, what did you want to accomplish by doing these two shows?
Well, it's funny how these things evolve. A year ago, November, we did an opera called A Mall and the Night Visitors, which we did in combination with the Anchorage Opera, and that worked out very well. And the director of the opera and I met and said, wow, that went so well. Let's do it again. Let's do another show. And as we were casting about to try and find what we wanted to do, Brendabar popped up. And we also, picked a date to perform it, and we realized that the performance date was going to be the same week as Holocaust Remembrance Day. So we felt this is just coming together in this perfect match of lining everything up. And so that's how it was selected.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And Sapara, a moment ago, you mentioned how those voices of the children kind of came through into you. And just wondering, both a question for you and for Luke, this happened a long time ago. Do these two plays, this opera and this play, does that mean anything to you today as high school students looking at the world?
Definitely.
Luke, why don't you go first?
All right. For me personally, I look at this as a historical piece, observing what it was like, or look, especially I Never Saw Another Butterfly, observing what it was like in that place at that time. I sing with the opera every once in a while, so for me, I very much enjoy opera, and I always approach opera as, a really interesting way to present a history of a time. So doing Brendabar and I Never Saw a Butterfly is showing me in a really, I wouldn't say exciting, but an interesting and intriguing way, presenting this difficult to swallow material.
In a way that is palpable for an audience to take,
yes.
Perhaps?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Sapara, what about you? You're about to say something about how it has affected you in this time, this age, as a young student in high school. And what sort of themes apply to today?
Well, this event, the Holocaust, happened 70 years ago, and the themes are very much evident today. You could argue that nothing has changed. The people are still getting killed today for their beliefs and their ideas. So I view, definitely, I see what Luke is saying, and I view it in a similar fashion, but I take it, I would say, a step further in a way. Because, well, when you're performing in a show, it's all in the moment. So the script is present. It's not the past anymore. You know, you're in the moment. So then all of a sudden these events come to life. And when you see it in that kind of light, as in you are experiencing it yourself in a way, I would say that it's not a bad idea at all to bring it to high school students. And it's not a dark subject matter. Well, it is, definitely. But it's not something that should definitely be censored or anything to high school students. Not at all. Because they need to know this. They need to know this happened. And they need the younger generation is going to grow up and be the leaders of our country. They need to know our history. They need to know all of the bad parts, especially this, to learn not to do it again.
Sounds great. Dave, let's go switching subjects slightly here to both this opera and this play were done at a certain time period in a certain place.
Mm-hmm.
How are you presenting it? Are you doing it in that time period and that sort of same idea of being in a prison camp, or are you doing it some other way?
Well, that's interesting. We're presenting the Brundibar part of this as just the straight opera as it's been done many times before. But the I Never Saw Another Butterfly part we're presenting as a multimedia presentation with kind of a reader's theater element to it that bookends Brundibar. In I Never Saw Another Butterfly, they mention the opera that was performed in the camp. And when we get to that part, we kind of flash back to the opera itself presenting it and then come back to the rest of I Never Saw Another Butterfly at the end. And this is all presented with slides, images from the time period, as well as art from the children that produced it themselves back in that day.
And I understand you're doing the Tony Kushner version of this, is that right?
That's
so
correct.
He's been very much of an advocate for this type of drama.
Absolutely.
Have you compared scripts between the original one and his to see what he might have done differently? Or?
It's a little more updated. It's a little, I think, easier to grasp for a modern public. I like the Kushner version better.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, gosh, this discussion has been going on. This is a very interesting topic. We could go on for a lot longer, but unfortunately, we're out of time. I want to thank my guests, Dave Block, Luke Honick, and Sapara Prasanat, who are here with West High School and Anchorage Opera's co-production of Brundibar, the one-act opera, and I Never Saw Another Butterfly opening tonight at West High School. So break a leg, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
To find out what else is going on in town, check out our Stage Talk calendar at alaskapublic.org. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.